One.
So you've all come here tonight for ghost stories, have you? Ghost stories? Well, you've certainly come to the right province, haven't you? I mean, folklore runs deep and rich here in Nova Scotia. You name it, we've got a story to match it. If you're looking for the first reported UFO sighting in Canada, you need not look any further than New Minas, 1786. Or if you want to learn about legends of the high seas and pirate tales, I should suggest you go down the road a little bit further and learn about the 1813 murder of Captain Samuel Hall, a troublesome pirate who grew up here in Kings County, caught up to and murdered by a mob of angry townspeople whose town, Centerville, had just been plundered for a third time. They caught up to him near his protective cove, that of the aptly named Hall's Harbor. Of course, her shores have all seen many a maritime misfortune. If you time it just right with the Bay of Fundy tides going out, go to Baxter's Harbor and walk along the shores towards the east. After not so much time, you'll come across the entrance to Black Hole Falls, once teeming with pirates, you can be assured. But go a little bit further and you'll come across Caroline Beach, named after the ill-fated Caroline. A fully rigged vessel on due course from Digby to St. John washed ashore this one December evening, 1831. Of the four crew, eight passengers, and two children, only five bodies are ever recovered. They are found on the main deck, hugging the main mast, frozen to death. You can only imagine the horrors of that previous night's evening storm. If you do make it to this beach, there's a tombstone-like monument with more or less those exact same details chiseled into it. Of course, her shores have all seen many a bloody French-English battle. We have our very own Grand Pré massacre, which happened just down the road in, well, Grand Pré. For something even a little bit more contentious, we have possible connections to the Knights Templars, the Holy Grail, and our very own Oak Island that used to lay off our coast just yonder. For something even more outlandish, there are possible connections to the Chinese and how they could have discovered Cape Breton Island in the 1300s, and how Glooskap could have been the leader of this expedition. Yes, there's many a tale to be told here in Nova Scotia, some perhaps more factual or fictional than others, but all of them Yes, there's many a tale to be told here in Nova Scotia, some perhaps more factual or fictional than others, but all of them worthy of remembrance. It's the story of Glooskap that I'd like to elaborate on a little bit further, if you don't mind. You don't mind, do you? Cut.
Two.
So you've all come here tonight for ghost stories, have you? Ghost stories? Well, you've certainly come to the right province, haven't you? I mean, folklore runs deep and rich here in Nova Scotia. You name it, we've got a story to match it. If you're looking for the first reported UFO sighting in Canada, you need not look any further than New Minas, 1786. Or if you want to learn about legends of the high seas and pirate tales, I should suggest you go down the road a little bit further and learn about the 1813 murder of Captain Samuel Hall, a troublesome pirate who grew up here in Kings County, caught up to and murdered by a mob of angry villagers whose town, Centerville, had just been plundered for a third time. They caught up to him near his protective cove, that of the aptly named Hall's Harbor. Of course, her shores have also seen many a maritime misfortune. If you time it just right with the Bay of Fundy tides going out, go to Baxter's Harbor and walk along the shores towards the east. After not so much time, you'll come across the entrance to Black Hole Falls, once teeming with pirates, you can be assured. But go a little bit further and you'll come across Caroline Beach, named after the ill-fated Caroline. A fully rigged vessel on due course from Digby to St. John washed ashore this one December evening, 1831. Of the four crew, eight passengers, and two children, only five bodies are ever recovered. They were found on the main deck, hugging the main mast. They were frozen to death. You can only imagine the horrors of the previous night's evening storm. If you do make it to this beach, there is a tombstone-like monument with more or less those exact same details chiseled onto it. Of course, her shores have all seen many a bloody French-English battle. We have our very own Grand Pré massacre, which happened just down the road in, well, in Grand Pré. For something even more a little bit contentious, we have possible connections to the Knights Templar, the Holy Grail, and our very own Oak Island that used to lay off our coast just yonder. For something even more outlandish, possible connections to the Chinese and how they could have discovered Cape Breton Island in the 1300s and how Glooskap could have been the leader of this expedition. Yes, there's many a tale to be told here in Nova Scotia, some perhaps more factual or fictional than others, but all of them worthy of remembrance. It's the story of Glooskap, though, that I'd like to elaborate on a little bit further, if you don't mind. You don't mind, do you? Good.